Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You may have noticed that there are not a lot of women in the construction business. Our next guest is trying to change that as co-founder of the Palmetto chapter of the National Association of Women in Construction. She was recently honored for her work in this area by the YWCA Greater Charleston. Janet Bates is Client Solutions Manager at J.E. Dunn Construction Company. She joins us by phone now from her office in North Charleston. Janet, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Congratulations on this honor.
Thank you. It is quite an honor.
Well, tell us a little bit more about what you do in your current job.
Certainly. I work for J.E. Dunn Construction. We are a national contractor with 24 offices across the country. I handle client solutions, otherwise known as business development, for the Charleston Tri-County area. My team focuses a lot on multifamily, healthcare, and K-12, as well as some more national vertical products like aviation, advanced industries, and life science.
All right, now tell us about this chapter of the National Association of Women in Construction that you co-founded.
Certainly. In 2018, we started a chapter of NAWIC with 49 women from all facets of the construction industry. A group out of Columbia, their chapter there, came down and introduced the organization to us. And we have since grown to over 60 members. I get to focus a little bit more on our diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives this year, which is certainly a passion of mine. Our group continues to grow and provide some really amazing programming and professional development for women in construction in Charleston.
What are the challenges facing women in construction these days?
First and foremost is certainly the fact that it's not normalized to be a woman in construction yet. I will say I've been in the industry for over 10 years, and there are definitely more women today than there were 10 years ago. But we are still playing the long game in terms of increasing the diversity in our labor force. We love more than anything speaking to young students about the possibilities in this industry and really pushing this narrative that it's not a dirty job. Being in construction is not dirty. There are so many different things that you can do. It's an incredibly viable career path. If we can get women in all facets of the industry, we will get more women ultimately in the C-suite and thus have more equity for women across the industry. So that's a very big goal of ours. Pay equity is still always a problem. I will say, however, construction does a lot better of a job in pay equity compared to other industries.
And now I did not hear you mention childcare as a challenge.
Childcare is a challenge, I think, for every American family. And it is certainly a challenge for women and men in the construction industry. Construction is unique in that, depending on the role that you're in, you have a very interesting schedule. Similar to if you look at, you know, women and men who are in healthcare, they don't have an 8-to-5 job. Finding quality, accessible, affordable childcare, even for those people in 8-to-5 jobs, is already difficult enough. Finding that when you work a night shift or when you have a concrete pour at 1 a.m. is even more difficult. Unfortunately, due to COVID, a system that was already broken is even more so now. We've lost a significant amount of our childcare providers during COVID. I think it's important for businesses and for our government to start looking at childcare as a mission readiness problem, because people cannot perform their best at work, be fully engaged and present when they're worried about their kids.
Talk about the progress that's being made with women at work and in your industry in particular, being able to speak up and speak out, use their voices, especially in the area of sexual harassment.
I have found that the more that women can see other women speaking up, stating that their voice matters and should be heard, the more likely they are to. And it's a really beautiful thing. It's part of the reason why I wanted to start this chapter of NAWIC, is to have this group of women with similar lived experience that we can lift each other up and provide a space to coach each other in how to speak up. Ultimately, especially with larger companies in construction, sexual harassment is less of an issue. I'm not going to say it's not an issue. It's still there for sure. But it still requires everybody to be aware and everybody to be willing to speak up.
Well, Janet, congratulations again on your honor from the YWCA Greater Charleston. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time.
Janet Bates is co-founder of the Palmetto Chapter of the National Association of Women in Construction. She currently works as a client solutions manager at J.E. Dunn Construction Company in North Charleston. We will have links to all of these organizations posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again as well. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.